You only have one kid?
Yes, thank God. Thank God. I don't want any more.
I just want my own, my blood. Yeah. But if I could choose not to have no more.
How would you go about it?
You're gonna get fucking. Oh, I know that's right. I know that's fucking right. We're gonna get it.
I wanted to be a lesbian couple.
Okay.
Cause so that way, because I know the mom's gonna want the kid 24/7, which I kind of don't mind. But we gotta look closely.
So you can still be.
Because I'm really a real man. If you know me, girl.
Exactly. I remember seeing people fall. He was a whole dead. I freaking love it. So listen here. Family, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Let's Get Naked with Ms. Mofilla. Listen, I told y'all I was going to have a round table. I got my peoples here with me. Okay? I got my peoples here with me. We about to have a real conversation. Listen, I already lit my sage. Usually I do it on camera, but I lit it, set the room, set the energies. You feeling good?
Yeah.
You feeling good? Mm-hmm. All right. So listen, both of these people haven't appeared on video as of yet.
Oh, no.
But you might recognize this voice. This is my boo over here, my cancer baby. CP, also known as Chris Perry. I think he was like episode 3 of Let's Get Naked. Like, he's an OG in the game. And this one here, y'all haven't seen her face, but she's an OG in the Let's Get Naked game as well. Okay. She's one of the original Let's Get Naked family members. I think you are. One of the first people to hit me up when I first dropped my episode, like, this is Amanda, y'all. Say hi, boo.
Hello. Hey, y'all.
And you're going to drop everything that you got going on, too, because this is a powerhouse in her own right. You understand me? Both of these people. So, listen, I always start off with my little precursors as to why people are here, and I'm going to make y'all run y'all resumes, your damn selves. You understand me? But anybody that tuned in to the last episode of Let's Get Naked, I had my little rant about how I felt being an openly bisexual woman in the society, whether it's the LGBTQ society or the straight cis society. And I wanted to have some of my friends who live the same life and experience the same experiences to kind of have a real ass conversation. So, CP, real quick, just tell everybody who you are. For those who haven't tuned in, if you haven't tuned in to episode 3, season 1 of Let's Get Naked, get his full story. But tell everybody who you are.
Yeah, I'm CP, aka Chris Perry. Y'all know me from Boston. I've been here all my life. Y'all know I used to dance with Status Quo. Mm-hmm. I did a couple of TV shows, a couple of little things. Now I'm just, you know, regular degular. I'm taking care of my son. I had adopted a kid with autism when he was one. So, you know, just changed my life around being a dad. And just, you know, y'all know me. Y'all know CP.
Y'all know CP. And Amanda, run this resume, sis, because
you be out here doing things. I don't even know.
She be out here doing things.
First of all, I'm a mom of one. That's first and foremost. He's 5 years old and he requires a lot of energy, a lot of attention. And you know, he's great though. Anyway,
she got lost in mama for a second.
I did. Cause I could go on and on about him. But anyway, from, you know, Monday through Friday, I do work in the hospital. I'm a department administrator. And then, you know, I'm a life coach.
Come on.
I do have the Mandy Lee Show podcast.
Come on.
And I am releasing a book on October 17th called The Transition.
Yes.
So I'm also an author, which is crazy to even say.
Yes, you are.
And so that book is basically going to be guidance on the path through from singlehood to motherhood. I feel like it's not talked about enough. And I feel like if this book of guidance was available to me, I think it would have been a little less chaotic for me in terms of my transition from singlehood to motherhood. So I am of service to women.
Yes.
And I feel like I kind of have my hands in so many different places.
And she's a health coach, don't whatever.
I am a health coach.
Trying to deny that part.
I got to get back on it. I got my dad holding me accountable this Sunday. So let's get back to it. But
that's Amanda, y'all.
The Mandy Lee Show. on Instagram.
Tune in. You feel me? Tune in. But listen, so I brought y'all here because we've had separate conversations.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to go in on CP just a little bit first. because we've had conversations where I feel like when I first met CP, he was just kind of like openly gay, right?
Yeah.
Later on, when he came on Let's Get Naked, he did tell me that he dibbled and dabbled. And we never really openly said, you know, we're bisexual. Because my rant said, we're so afraid to even say we're bisexual. We've come up with all these different terms where it's like, oh, I just go with the vibes, or I'm pansexual, I'm demisexual, I'm sapiosexual.
Yeah.
It's like, just say you like both. Like, it's just, it's so tough. But so recently, he's been more open about his bisexuality. I've seen statuses asking women, like, hey, how do y'all feel about dating a man who's been openly gay before? So I had to have him here for his input on this conversation. And Amanda lived practically the same exact life I did.
Yeah.
Like, being married to one sex for a while, or actually being with one sex for a long period of time, breaking back and kind of going back and forth and having people question who you are because of it.
Yeah. For sure.
So I'm going to start off by telling my experience, and I want you all to do the same.
Okay, that's
fine. Feel me? And then we're going to get more into yours, because I know there's so many levels we got to unpack on the male side, and we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But I, like I said in my rant, my experience, I was quote-unquote straight, I guess we'll call that, for 25 years before I met my now ex-wife. You got to make sure you say it right. My now ex-wife. But when I met her, like, I immediately fell. So during that time, the community was very much black and white. Can we all agree? It was like, you're either gay, you're lesbian, or you're straight. Like, there was no bisexual. There was none of that. You didn't really talk about that. They barely even talked about the transgender family like that at all. So at that time, you kind of had three categories to pick. Either you gay, lesbian, or straight. So I was like, I'm a girl. I clearly am attracted to girls, so I'm a lesbian. That's what it is. Not to mention the fact that for 25 of those years beforehand, I was dealing with men, enjoying sex with men. Yeah, I wasn't doing it because I was hurt. I was enjoying sex with men. But for some reason, because of what society told me at that time, I felt like I had to say, okay, I'm a lesbian. Boy, oh boy, did that open up the gates of hell. Because in that relationship, you know, I'm dealing with a hardcore stud, and I need y'all to chime in on this, on this part of the community. Those hardcore type...
Touch me not?
Not even touch... She wasn't a touch me not, but it was like
But they have those.
Those ones that don't touch me, don't do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm a nigga, like, you know... I'm gonna just keep it a buck. We're gonna talk real right now. But she was more the type, like a gold star lesbian, like never been with a man before.
Okay.
Never was desiring a man, things like that. So I felt for a very long time I had to hide
that part of you.
That part of who I was. That attraction I had to men. Even if it came to TV, I always had a crush on Lorenz Tate. Anybody that knew me knew I loved that band since I was a kid.
We all love him.
Okay. But like Love Jones would come on TV and I'd be scared to be like, oh my God, Lorenz Tate. But I would still eventually get it out. Now, there was a time, I think it took me about a good 10 years in my relationship. Now, I might have been together for 11. It took me a good 10 years in my relationship to finally just look over at her and be like, you know what? I have not been honest with you. I made you feel like I would never be with a man ever again. And I didn't even give her these excuses that I gave, that I understand now. So not even excuses, the reasonings that I understand now. But I just kind of told her, like, I'd be lying to you to tell you that I would never be with a man again, because I am still attracted to men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not that it's either or. It's I'm still with you. I rock with you. It doesn't change anything I have for you. But I'm lying to you in the same aspect, because I still look at men and think that they're attractive.
Yeah. Right? That's nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah, you would think that. You would think that. But, you know, in this community, and I think we can all attest to it, those type of lesbians don't play those games. They don't play those games.
But it's an insecurity thing with them.
I was just going to say that. Insecurity is serious.
Because I've even seen femmes type, like, oh, these bitches always want to claim lesbian, and they going back to men, and it's like, why are you so mad?
Why are you even focused on them? Like, do you have all that time on
you? Have you guys experienced that?
My community is different when it comes to...
Oh, we're going to get into
when it comes to me dibbling, dabbling back into girls, or me saying a girl's attractive.
Yeah.
Other gay men, we're not.
I feel like y'all get it, though, because
like men don't... We're, like, another gay man, if you sit there and I say to my nigga, who's my man, if I say to him, like, okay, she's bad, like, I'll fuck her. he's not going to be like...
He's not going to feel threatened.
No, he ain't going to feel threatened because he, in his mind, he probably thinking, well, back then, they used to think that I wasn't. Mm-hmm. Gonna fuck the girl.
Gotcha.
So maybe now, you know, let's now it, you might gotta be, you might should feel like
you might want
to
be nervous.
You might want to be a little nervous because if I say I would fuck her, and if I know her and we get acquainted in that nature, and she's one of the people that's been sneaky hitting me up and flirting, I'm gonna take the bait. Mm. Especially nowadays, because to me it's a thrill. For me, being going from. I was straight at one point in time, so I was straight up until I was 18 years
old. Okay.
So for me, it was like, I only was straight up until 18 because, like she said, it was hard for us to be gay at the time in our days back in, was this is 22, what, 03 to 07 of my high school career. So it's like, for me, it's like it was hard. So from going from straight to them being just openly gay, because I don't give a fuck about what nobody got to say about me. Once my mother knew, it was like, who cares? Once my ex-girlfriend knew, and she got okay with it, I didn't really give a fuck. But, again, once going from straight to being gay to now dibbling, dabbling, and being bisexual, I guess. I mean,
you see how
different.
We can't even say bisexual, but like bisexual.
Yeah, because I don't feel like
no, I get it.
I don't feel it. Bisexual. I'm just sexually fluid. Like I just like sex.
Yeah.
Like you get what I'm saying? Like I just like to fuck. Like and let me make this clear again, and I always make this clear. I'm not one of the gay boys that suck dick. I'm not one of the gay boys that get fucked. So I'm a top. So I don't. So for me, like I said, I just use my dick. So I like to fuck, so that's why I could fuck a girl and then I could fuck a nigga, because a hoe, not to say a hoe is a hoe, because I'm not that type of nigga. I'm picky.
No, that's right. Every hoe again.
You know what I'm saying? And I used to escort, but you know the prices was different, and I didn't use my dick. I used a dildo. But
you told me about that. Make sure y'all tune in episode 3.
If it's episode 3, you understand what I'm saying. But like I said, I use my dick, so for me, like it's just fucking. I'm sexually fluid. I don't consider myself gay no more. I don't.
So
like,
do you think
say I'm bi?
All right, so you're sexually fluid in the fucking sense. And do you feel like you could be in a relationship with a girl though?
No. Hell no. Don't get me wrong. I'm very pro, what, women, pro, whatever it is,
you love
the
women.
Word is, like, I got all sisters and stuff like that, so for me, I'm very, like, respectful. Even to transgender women, I treat them as girls if they walk around every day as a woman, no matter what they look like. They might look a little still mannish, and I still would treat them
if
as
that's
a girl,
how
because
identify.
That's how you identify. But, hell no. Y'all are too much. Like, y'all are way too much.
See, for me, it's all about connection.
Okay. See?
It's all about connection for me. Like, if you make me feel like my soul's on fire, it doesn't matter the sex for me. Like, if we can have that conversation, if we can have that vibe, if we can cuddle and not have sex.
That's actually going to make me more hot.
You know what I mean? If we can not feel nervous the first time, or if we can like really just be in tune with one another.
Yeah.
That for me is important. It doesn't matter the sex.
And I think that's the way I kind of view bisexuality. And that's the reason why I'm kind of out here waving the flag. And he's like, no, not for me. It's straight about the sex for me.
No, it's just...
That's a man answer. That's such a man
answer. Yeah, I don't mean to be like,
no, that's what you mean.
Like, I don't mean, I'm
such a man.
Like, yeah, I don't mean to sound like that, but like, for me, like, it's just sex, but I can't be, like, after dating females, then dating males, and then this generation today.
Okay, see, that's a whole other ballgame.
That's the reason why I say I can't date females. It has nothing to do with, like, connection-wise, I just don't feel like I could connect that deep with a female again because I'm always still gonna want a nigga.
Okay.
And I don't like feminine boys that's like extra femme and stuff like that. All the boys that I deal with look like men. It look like with like don't mind these pigtails, you know. Take my hair out. This ain't how I usually look. But I like niggas that when we walk down the street or we go to a party or anything, y'all don't know what's going on between us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all asking like, oh damn, which one's the top, which one's the bottom, who's fucking who? Like, oh, they kind of dope. Like, who's that? Or girls will come up to us in public and try to talk to us thinking we straight men, and we're not. Those type of dudes I like. So for me, it's like, I crave that. So I can't see myself going back to just to being like that. Like, I'm not going to be a safety net. I could protect you, and I'm not. I'm a protector and all that.
Yeah.
But cuddling with a female, no, I just can't.
I said like, I can't do it.
I don't want to lay on you. Cuddle me. I think that's why, like, the girl, like, you know, like, and I like I sound like thick girls. So you really can't cuddle me. I can't really cuddle your thick ass. Like, I, you know, I suffocate my little ass. Like, I like thick girls. Like, I'm like, you know, so, and I like thick niggas, big niggas. So if I cuddle me, like, yeah, I like to be the baby in the situation. I like the fuck and all that mean, you know, that's different. When we get to that point in the situation, that's
a whole different ball game.
But we going to sleep. Like, I want to lay on you, so I can't lay on no
no lady. You don't want to lay on the boobies.
I can, yeah, lay on her titties on her ass and lay in between her thighs. But it's still, I'm still in the midst of me laying there. I'm gonna be craving another.
I don't want that dick.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
got you. So okay, I understand, and I think there's levels to every letter in the alphabet, yeah. The LGBTQIA and NAACP. I don't know. There's so many.
They done added mad letters.
All mad letters. So many letters. But there's so many different levels to it. And I think if everybody understood, number one, that sexuality is fluid, I think a lot of these conversations wouldn't even be necessary. I think there's...
True.
I think they're okay. And this is in my world. I'm not going to take away from the people who feel like they're strictly dickly or they only want vagina. That's your life. Live it. But in my experience dealing with people, I've seen and witnessed different phases of their lives. But his sexuality has been a little bit fluid, and you can go from out here professing cis straight life, and then all of a sudden you married and got a girlfriend and a wife. And so I just feel like if we understood the fluidity of sexuality, for women, I think 100% it's about our emotions and how we feel with the person. And I get it on the men's side because, you know, I feel like I'm a real nigga trapped in the woman's body. You feel me? So I get the male side where it's like, I also just want the sex part of it because there is a dynamic. There is a difference.
Yeah.
Now let's get into that because that's another question I always get is, which do you prefer? We already know CP's answer. We got CP's. CP wants that dick no matter how many women come around.
No, I don't want that dick.
Wait. That's what he said.
No, I don't want the dick.
What you want?
I just want to cuddle with the dick. Like, I just like the affection, like... Okay, let me put it like
this. Let me bring back.
Because nobody's fucking me. I don't want your dick. I want
you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
But I want to cuddle with the nigga. Like, I like to, for a man to be affectionate is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, if I go after a manly man that's masculine and stuff like that, it's hard. You know, it's hard for them to show their feelings and stuff like that.
So, you want to break them down.
For me to break them down and for them to cuddle me, and I'm a little hard and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, all
right. So
I like
that. Let me take that back.
It's easy for me to have a bitch come lay up on me.
You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is say it.
Like that. Yeah, like, it's easy for me to lay up with a shorty and stuff like that as a nigga. It's easy.
Okay. So, your
preference. But I like the challenge. My purpose is a challenge. So, my purpose is
okay. What if there's a woman that was giving you a challenge and didn't want to lay up on you?
There hasn't been one, though.
Even the studs? Even the studs?
Even the studs that I know. Like, they still... After we do the intercourse, like at the beginning, it's always nervousness. Like, it's always awkward.
Uh-huh.
Like, we gotta smoke, chill, you know, it's always awkward. But I'm an awkward, shy person anyway, and I don't make the first moves.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been the type to make the first move because I don't like rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not gonna make the first move and you be like, nah, chill, like, no,
now,
it's
now,
like, it's
now.
Me. Like,
now,
like,
yeah,
I don't want to seem cocky like that,
yeah,
but
no, I get it. That's
but I'm confident like that. It's in my confidence. So, and it's in like my sex game. I know what I'm capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to turn me down in this moment of us chilling, just me and you, and I go to come at you and make the first move, and you tell me nah.
Yeah, I'm not doing
it. It's clips. Like, yeah. We ain't even gonna.
I'm going home.
I'll tap the blunt out and everything. Like, you can have that. I'm out. Like, I'm not. What am I wasting my time for?
Exactly.
But if honestly, like I said, I let them make the first move. So with studs, of course it's gonna be awkward because they're studs. So they going through their emotions, they're going through their mental real quick, like, fuck, what am I gonna do? But they usually, they're the aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, even with niggas, I'm the aggressive when it comes to fucking, but even at the beginning, I'm still not the aggressive. Like, I'm still the laid back one, like, the nonchalant one, the chill back. Like, you gotta start it with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In order, like I said, in order for me to get going, like, you gotta let me know that you want it.
Yeah.
And I think that also stems from the molestation part back in the day, because I never feel like I don't want to feel like I'm taking advantage of you. So I want you to start it off, so let me know that this is what you want. So I'm going to give it to you.
Yo, you just and opened it, up something for me. I didn't even realize that. Because I'm that way too, and I'm all like, oh, this is a cancer thing. No, that's a trauma response.
That's what I feel like. That's what I feel like it is a trauma response, because it's like, I never want nobody to feel like I'm taking advantage of it. So it's like, you started off, and then I'm going to go for the kill.
That's crazy, right? Like, but people used to get mad at me because they would be like, oh, you never initiate. And that was the reason why. Like, I would get crippled at the thought of initiating because I would never want to do anything that people didn't feel welcome having. Come on, CP, get me together.
Like I said, to stem back to with the studs, it's just like, so it's an awkwardness. So when they started off, it's like, around, I know this is what you want now.
Okay.
So now I'm going to give you what you want. And then as I give them what they want, it's like, I don't know if like that.
The woman
in them clicks, or like, cause you know, like, it does happen. Like, you know, like the new meme here on the front of, I'm doing all that.
You feel weird to me.
So it's like, they start, and it's like, for me, my mindset is, this is just a quick fuck. This is just a link. Like, this is not something, I'm not putting my emotions into this. I could just fuck without no emotion and see you, and after that, we could chill. Like, we're having a conversation like this. Like, it could go right back to that for me. Easy.
So I'm like that maybe like the first one or two times, but by the third, that woman switch goes off.
But even with me, like, I get like that, like, I'll get a little jealous because it's like, who else should be fucking?
Right.
Like, for the studs, once they stop being weird, and it's like, they're just being weird. So I gotta be nice.
Now I gotta be.
Because again,
I'm the complete opposite.
What you mean? What you mean? Like,
sexually speaking, I have to have some emotions.
Okay, I know.
Like, we have to be some type of connected to me to have sex with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do it without the emotion.
At this ripe old age now. I'm at that stage. At this ripe old age. That's like, where I'm at.
I think that's just the man in me.
I get it. Niggas gone next.
And my heart been broken by a male, and my heart been broken by a female. Yeah, so same. I feel like, that's another reason why I won't go back to females neither. It's just
too much.
But
I don't even think that the way you go about things is a problem either. I just feel like there's different ways of going about it. I think there's a lot of women out there, and I'm not one of them. I used to try to think I was, but I'm not one of them. That can just go out there and fuck and not have any emotion connected and just want to have that satisfaction and that experience.
I know some.
I used to much younger, but then this ripe old age, I'm like, I just want love. Yeah. I want a connection. Right? I want to feel fire. All that craziness.
Crave for that, but it's like, for me, it's a new thrill.
Yeah.
For me, especially with the studs.
Mm-hmm. And all that's like, different. That's a whole other
ball. Or like the trans men, like the girls that turn into men that get their chest cut off and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, even then, I don't want to say a fetish, it's not a fetish of mine, because I've been fucking, but it's a new thrill to me.
Okay.
And then it's the fact, like, how they come at me. And then it's like I said, then they get all weird, and it's like, you expect me to get emotionally involved, but this is supposed to just be a link-up.
A little situation.
But then you also have a girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
So how do you expect me to get emotional, or you also have a couple little things that you're talking to? Not to be cocky, but you ain't about to just think I'm gonna be on your timing. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna give, like, when you hit me up, I'm coming to fuck, but then you still dibble and dabbling with everybody else. Like, nah. Even though I might got a roster, because I stay with a starting five, but
oh my god,
yo, you sound like me.
Yeah, but
crazy.
It's like, but I'm not.
I need to learn from y'all.
No, this is when I was younger. At 38, I am such a nana.
I'm 32.
That's what I'm saying. Are you still listen?
But I've
feel like
been in relationships where I've stopped doing stuff, was faithful. They done fucked up.
Now we gotta be out in the streets again. Exactly. Yeah. So your preference overall would just be a challenge. But I would say your challenge more than likely you're more attracted to the male species.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I'm gonna date again or be in like a situation, I need a boyfriend that wants to fuck girls too.
Ooh. Can we find these people in the world?
Yeah.
You can. Like, I need
these
that. Like,
people.
Like, but wants to get fucked by me.
But still wants me to handle.
Like, he gotta, like, you know, and you gotta have a fat ass and all that. But like
I think they're out there.
No, it's pretty, but it's just, for me, it's just, it's a caliber. Like, And again, the type of girls that come at me or type of studs or trans men that come at me, even if we was to have a threesome, even though I'm not even a three, I'm not really a threesome
person.
It's
a lot of concentration that has to happen.
Yeah. I'm not really a threesome person or like a sharing my man type of person.
Yeah.
So, but I, like, if it's a girl, I just don't see why not.
Okay.
We ain't having a threesome with another male. That's too much.
No, not just now. I gotta fight.
If that's really the case, like for me, that's really the case. I'll bottom for you. Like if you riff, like come
all
on.
All right, let's just get with it. Okay.
Like I know I've done it. I'm not gonna say I've never done it. I've done it. But if you're my man, and I feel like at the end of the day you want that, you really want to fuck. Like it's making you want to cheat on me. I'm gonna give it to you. So we don't got to go get no extras. Now there's three heads in the room. Like, that's too much for me.
It's too much.
Like, you know, so, but it's a female. So it's like, she can be sucking. We all know it again.
Yeah, it's just, let's be real. Women are a bit more versatile when it comes to playing. Let's just put it like that. Because when I think of threesomes too, I'm always like another woman. For me, two men is not enjoyable for me. There's too much coordination on time for none of that.
I don't like to share. I've never had a threesome. I have no interest in having a threesome.
I'll tell you my threesome story, but our first question I was going to ask.
I've been paid for
preference?
Yes. What is your preference?
In a perfect Mandy Lee world, is that I can have both. And they would know of each other, but they wouldn't want
to be involved with each other.
They're okay with loving me.
Just me.
Yeah.
But see,
is that selfish?
I think.
Is that a bit selfish? Because I'm like, do we have to allow them to be able to love each other in order to be equal and all of this?
But how do you feel if they have somebody else?
No.
Oh, okay, now that's a bit selfish.
That is selfish.
Too many people. Exactly.
You have to even out the
place. So that's not a
Leo in me. That is that Leo shit.
That's in a perfect world. Like, who, like, I feel like you.
Perfect Mandy Lee world.
Yeah. I feel like
I think, of course, all of us would love that perfectly, where we just have our boyfriend and our girlfriend, and nobody goes and steps out. You don't deal with each other. You only deal with me. That's the perfect world, right?
Yeah.
But in reality, I feel like I had to look. I really wanted to dream up my reality world of what I would want. Because I feel like if you really think about it, it could potentially happen. It will happen as long as you see it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've realized over time, this vision has changed for me. Oh, yeah, spark up there. I'm all the
time. No, I'm about to roll up again, but I'm like,
oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That was your fault. I'm all offering you.
Do it.
I'm all offering you. It's like, yeah.
That is okay. I'm okay. Let's do it.
But yeah, so. When I first got into this concept of polyamory, I guess so to speak, of having a boyfriend and a girlfriend, I thought of it just like that. I want a boyfriend and a girlfriend. We all just be a village and we all fuck with each other and it's just a magical situation. Then I was like, you know, I don't know, because I'm like CP. I don't know if I want a full-time share. No, because I'm very selfish. I want my time. I don't want none of that shit.
Because could you imagine walking in and then cuddling?
I'm gonna have an attitude instantly. I don't want to make the like you know, you know. I'm instantly gonna have an attitude instantly, and there's no rationale behind it because I know what it is. But my emotion is gonna be like, "Fuck, what's going on here?" Yeah. So I'm real enough with myself.
Y'all talk about me and shit.
Exactly. Clearly, like y'all have a side. Now y'all gotta.
Now you over here comforting this nigga.
Now y'all got a whole side relationship without me. That's where my brain is going. And that's too much. It's too much.
So are we selfish?
I'm not selfish because I think for me, I've realized the happy medium for me is I would like to be in a primary relationship with a man right now. The reason for that is because I've done the long bid, did the woman thing, married, got the receipt, all of that, right? I've never experienced what a serious relationship feels like with male energy.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same aspect, I miss boobies. I miss vagina, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to find,
You're in a world where nowadays you can find a bed.
Yes.
Okay.
And then still bring a girl to bedroom with y'all.
It sounds that easy. It depends on the man.
Because some men are very jealous.
And then some men are way too eager for
the
shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because even though I want to have fun and play, I want to make sure you understand I'm the only motherfucker you
choose.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm the only motherfucker picking out who's coming home with us. You might have a little bit of input. You know what I'm saying? On whether you like it or not. But that's where my jealousy comes in. Where it's like, if you bring her home, you want to fuck her now. And now I'm not trusting that you're not doing your own thing on the outside of this. So I feel like my ideal situation is if I had a riser, somebody that's like my best friend, where we're so honest with each other.
That's the cancer in you, though.
I know.
Well, we're so honest with each other, where it's like, yo.
That's a fantasy. That's never going to happen.
That's not happening. Fuck.
I paint the same picture. I paint the same picture of having a man. Oh, having a man that allows me to go fuck bitches whenever I feel like it. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? You don't want
to paint this. Yeah, not to paint this.
So, but men, no matter what, he's gay, straight, feels like, oh, every time my nigga just want to go fuck a bitch, he could just go fuck. And then what he's not going
to
be able to do.
Oh, no, I don't mind him. Well, that's the thing. I don't want to be able to go off and go fuck a bitch. I'm saying I want my best friend, my partner in crime. We fucking each other, right? And then we going out together having fun. And we say, oh, that's a nice toy. Let's bring her home. Mm-hmm. We fuck her together and she's gone. I don't want nothing
never
else
to call that.
That's it. That's it.
Y'all don't exchange phone numbers, none of that.
I don't want no, we are throuple. I don't want none of that shit, right? But the thing is there's also that I'm a real ass nigga trapped in a woman's body, right? So I still enjoy at least flirting and bagging bitches on my own accord. I might not even want to have sex or anything.
It's just the fun.
Just the fun of it all. But then it's like, that's where the communication has to come in. That's when like, I'm trying to visualize how this would all play out, but I want my cake and eat it too, goddammit.
I know.
I just want my cake and eat it too, but I also want the communities both to respect that we have this option.
Yeah.
And we don't have to choose a side.
I mean, this is just who I am.
Exactly. Right? And I feel like, aren't we the realists to be able to say that? Because let's just be real. I know so many openly gay males who are out here with nothing but men, but dibble and dabble. You know what I'm saying? But don't feel comfortable saying I dibble and dabble. I know a lot of women, hardcore, out in public looking like, don't touch me type of studs, getting dick down on a regular. But they don't want to come out and say it. So all I'm asking, buy CP.
I don't even know those people, but it's like, wow. Just
girl, you might.
You don't even know it.
I don't talk about that.
Exactly. We don't speak on that craziness. But we don't speak on other people's business. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, I feel like if we could just have these real conversations and if society would understand that we're being true to who we are, we wouldn't have to feel like we have to be secreted. If there's like a whole nother level of coming out. You can come out as you like the same sex or you don't. But then you also got to come out and say, I like both. And then that's a whole nother battle.
For example, people at work don't really know because I don't really talk about it.
Exactly.
You say they would be like, unless you know me, when you first see me, you won't think I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe when I start talking, because you know my ablets and stuff, or you'll question it. But when I first was working at my job, they didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I had my female friends coming to see me at work, bringing me lunch and stuff. Like, they wouldn't know. But these wasn't no females I was sleeping with. These are just my friends. Mm-hmm. But they would think, you know, because they're bad. They're like, oh, that's your girl. Da, 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 da. Even when I worked at the group home, the little boys didn't know. Because, again, I'm taking them out. And I'm having females meet me out. And then I'm taking them to see their females. I'm teaching them how to talk to their females and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? So
and
they
also, let me tell you about CP, because don't let the ad noise fool you. Listen, he has an energy about him that he's... That's a real ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? So
if you know me, you know I'm a real ass nigga. I'm well respected in the hood. I can go any way I'm good. But it's just like, for me, it's like I said, it's like, I just, I got sidetracked.
Sorry.
It's just, it's harder for males to even express being bisexual too. Because girls, y'all not really accepting that. There's a lot of females that's not going to accept the fact that you like niggas too.
I just love the fact that you just keep getting right onto my next point. You just help me with these segues, CP. I love it. Because that was the next part. As open and as real as we've all been, and I even said it myself, I understand the concept of how fluid sexuality could be. Even me, just thinking of the concept of being with a bisexual male makes me nervous. I get nervous at the thought. Like, so for you, I feel like with males, you guys don't have that threat with women. I mean, maybe for you guys, there's some males that might, in a gay relationship, that might be threatened by women.
Both of y'all being females, but y'all sleep with an openly bisexual male.
I would. If he was comfortable in his skin.
Like a male like me, like a top, not a bottom.
I feel like a bottom, that's where I'd be like, I don't know. But a top, that's easy, because that's what you do. You fucking. You got a. No?
Yeah. I'm super fluid. I guess I'm very fluid.
So you going to have
it. Oh, that's good.
That's good. Yeah, that's like, this is a first, because no other female I ever asked that. They be like, how do I kid?
Like I said, it's all about the connection. Right?
True.
Yeah,
like
true.
If I have a connection with a bisexual man and I have like...
I know you probably don't want this.
That fire within and yeah. I'm like, you know, we're vibing and I feel really good about him. And he's open and honest about his bisexuality. It's not something that he's hiding. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
And like, if you want the dick, I can give it to you.
Right, I can like, strap up. I got you.
but there's also, I met a lot of females that say that same thing. Like, I'll strap up. And so it's like, okay, so why can't females that got thug guys or gangsters or whatever y'all want to call them, right, hood niggas, mm-hmm. that go to jail, that know that got fucked before, that come want on. You to put their finger in their butt. Why won't you just put a dildo on the fuck them instead of them cheating on you with a male?
Man, see, my baby daddy is, he did some time. And I feel like I've been open enough, hopefully, to where I'm like, if you want to dibble and dabble, that, like, yeah. let's talk about
yeah,
that.
At least have a
I've known him for over 20 years. Like, bro, come on.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel
this
like
is real
what's
at this
happened?
Point.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But he probably ain't got fucked. He probably fucked.
I don't know his situation. I don't really care.
Listen.
And there's a lot of trainees that be in jail, so they didn't have any titties and stuff, so I'm sure. That's like,
I feel like, this is my theory, y'all, and it sounds ignorant as fuck, but the way the male body is set up, right, I feel like if you do it anything longer than, I'm not even giving you a year. I'll be generous and say 2 years. Some stuff done went down, babe. Some stuff done went down. Whether you're open to admit it or not.
Yeah,
because
it's kind of hard.
It's hard out there, man. You feel me? So I'm not judging. That's the thing. I'm not judging at all. But I did sit down and think, and I had to question myself.
It's harder for males, though.
It is harder because there are a lot of women that are like, ew, no. And there's so much stigma that's put against. But let me also bring
it's about who you are.
It's about who you are. But let me just also tell you why there's a little bit of apprehensiveness with me. When I was also coming out in the gay world, I was around all the gay boys. Oh my God, like that's what I love to do, is go into the gay clubs with the boys. Mm. And the shit that I would see happening in the clubs at that time, I'd be like, oh, y'all wild. You feel me?
Oh, see. Like I said, that's an exclusiveness. That's I'm not going to sit here a lot. I mean, it took me... After a certain age, I had sex in the club one time.
Okay.
But I was grown. This is after 27.
Okay.
So, and it happened because it was like somebody that I always wanted to mess with. Mm-hmm. It just so happened we was at a bar. Nobody was really there. The bar was like completely empty. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Straight out of movie.
Yeah, yeah. New York City. Yeah. Now, it was like me and two of my friends, him and like 2-3 of his friends. So everybody was kind of like paired up, flirting. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this has been somebody that I wanted to mess with for so long. It was like, I finally get the opportunity.
I gotta get
it. Like, we would
take it out.
Yeah. So I took it out. But after that, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Like, I should have done that when I was 18, 19, 20, 21. Like, what the
and
fuck
maybe that's what it is.
At this age in a club like that. But it's like.
Maybe like that sometimes.
Yeah, but it's like.
No,
you never
know. Especially for somebody you've been plotting on.
Yeah, I've been plotting on somebody. So, you know, but like I said, it happened.
So maybe that's what it is. Because when I came out, I was young. No, when I was curious, I was young. So it was just in around that 21, 22 year old time.
Yeah.
So at that time, platforms and places.
Yeah, was lit.
Was wild. It was crazy. So, and like, I that's the picture that I would have in my mind when I would think about gay males. Now, also, these were my friends. So I would know that these gay males would also be fucking with women too when they felt like it. And I'd be like, oh, but I just saw you. It's just too much.
Me personally, like, if I'm fucking a female, I always use a condom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
That's important.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and act like every time I fucking
right, we're going to be real. We're going to be real out here.
Because if it's a consistent fuck for me,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
they don't protect you.
And we done got tested together or something, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to females, just off the strength of one, I'm not ready to have my baby just yet, and then I just don't want it to have by just any random female I'm fucking.
Yeah.
And then two, it's always a stigma because of us gay males. Oh, HIV, this STDs, this, that. Even though
real.
I don't have any of that.
No, that's real.
But just so that they can just feel safe, and I always have my condom. I just pull it out. I'm not.
And let's be real, I don't want to perpetuate that.
No, but that's a lot of people think that. A lot of females think that way because they're not really taught. Mm-hmm. Like we said, we wasn't taught sex ed after certain generations. Mm-hmm. So they don't understand. Mm-hmm. So we wasn't. Mm-hmm. So they only understand, oh, gay boys got this, gay boys got that, gay boys are this, gay boys, so you know. And then all the DL boys and this,
right. It's the DL boys that's doing it. It's like,
and it's just like, nah, but.
It's your baby daddy fucking that bitch too. Oh, I'm sorry,
So that's why for me it's just like me personally.
Look at Cassius making his cameo. Shout out to Cassius. Always gotta get his cameo.
But they I'll take you out a second. Every what was I about to say? Oh, but I use Trojan. Extra sensitive, ultra thin, and it feels like you're in there raw. Stop using these Magnum, trying to act like your dick's big, because I'm gonna be real with you.
Tie a C and baggy condoms. Yes,
if you know CP, you know what I got, and I wear regular Magnum.
Listen.
I'm sorry, let's skip that. I don't like to do it for you. That's why you're my cancer babe. Let me do it for you. Because if you follow this man on social media, you would know.
That thing be thanging. Okay.
Yeah. And it's just like
that thing. Look at my face. That thing be thanging.
But no, but
see my face.
I'm telling y'all, that Trojan extra sensitive is extra sensitive, ultra thin. It feels like you're in there raw. Girls ask me all the time, like, oh, you fuck me around the corner. I'm like, no, bitch, I don't say that. And I always put on this show, like, yeah, look, like, oh, for it, really, like, yeah, get those. Okay. Throw the Magnums away.
Right, because I'm tired. Throw
lifestyles away.
I'm tired of seeing baggy clothes.
Like, yeah, like, y'all trying to impress these women by putting out a black and gold. It ain't working.
It's not working, because the moment you put it on this bag, I've lost all respect.
And it's not feeling like nothing. You're going inside the bag. So, grab those.
How did we get here?
I'm just trying to get because, you know, just
to be baggy condoms like
You know, because there's literally been one moment in my mind where I remember looking down and seeing that. And I was like, what in the entire fuck is this? Like, you're not supposed to have a Magnum, game. You wasn't supposed to have a Magnum. Let that go. Let that go.
But yeah, it's just harder.
It is.
But like I said, it depends on who you are. Because I don't, like, it's a lot of girls that I fucked before I turned gay that still to this day would fuck me.
I know that's right.
Like, would hit me up and would flirt with me and stuff like that. Be like, oh, just give me one more night and da da da. And don't get me wrong, I'll be taking the bait. You know,
I say cancer shit.
I already did it, might as well do it again.
I know your body. We good.
I know you done changed a little bit. You know, you done grown a little stretch mark. You done had a couple kids. It's like, but yeah, but like.
But no, it really is.
It depends on who you are.
But because I mean, I've had so many conversations with women. Just even with straight males who want to explore anal pleasure, which is, if we learn in science, guys get pleasure from butt play. Like, there's whether they're straight, gay, whatever, their ass is where it's at.
You can eat, for me, you can eat the groceries, you just can't stick nothing.
Right, I know that's right. And I mean, don't get me wrong, of course, we know the dick is there, the dick and the balls and all of that, but the ass is also a place for pleasure.
Like, I'd rather get my ass ate than get my dick sucked.
I know that's fucking weird.
And I know that's weird, but
that's the first time I've heard that.
I just feel like for me, it turned me on more. You eat my ass then.
I get it.
My dick.
It took me getting older to really appreciate ass eating. It took me getting older.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. And it's not really eating my ass. It's really just licking this.
Right. Just right on that area.
The space in between the balls and the ass.
That gooch.
Yeah. It's just really about that part.
That good old gooch.
I mean, I'd rather that. Because I like to just fuck. I don't really care for oral play. Like, I'll eat your pussy. I'm 9 times out of 10.
So you will eat a woman's vagina?
Yes. I'd rather eat pussy than eat a nigga's ass. And again, I felt like I tried to master sex.
Okay.
And I used to escort too. So, you know, I tried to master sex.
You gotta be good at your product.
So I gotta be good because, again, I used a dildo rather than my real dick. I never fucked a client with my real, I'm not gonna say I never did because, you know, they have my fish. Yeah, some fine ass niggas.
I need to touch that. I even feel that.
You have to master how to work on somebody's body to you know what I'm saying, to get a call back. I want, you know, I want good reviews. I want, you know, rapport. When I come to that city again, they see my ad up on the list. I want them to be, oh, you here again? Oh, come see me because I did a good job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, but I'd rather eat pussy because I don't suck dick. Like, mm-hmm. Let me let you know something. Don't mean I can't.
Doesn't mean I'm not able.
Okay. It's just, that's another trauma for me, kind of, sort of. Gotcha. Because that's what, only thing that me being molested, it was just really oral play. Gotcha. So that's another reason I don't like oral play with a man too much.
Gotcha.
Because that's all it really was.
Okay.
But with a female, you know, I get nasty. Like, why not? Like, mm-hmm. It's really about pleasing. For me, it's about pleasing. Like, as long as I'm pleasing you, I'm pleased. The only way I'm gonna nut is if you please. Because if I'm hurting you and shit, I'm gonna.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, as long as I'm pleasing, I know you're enjoying it.
That's what I'm going with.
Whatever
is not
going on.
Yeah. As long as I know you're excited, I'm going crazy.
But I'd rather, like I said, I'd rather eat a girl's pussy than eat a man's ass. Or suck his dick.
I have to agree with that.
I'm trying.
Y'all, because the girls take care. Y'all take
care. Yeah, we take care. Yeah. Well, the most women.
Yeah, but I...
Look at my face again, y'all. There's some out there.
The right bitches know. Don't come at me with that shit.
Okay. If you can smell yourself through your panties, get out of here.
God. All
right, I'm not going to be petty tonight. But no, that's exactly... I think I can agree with that. I think if I'm looking about all the different acts. I'm not opposed to any of them, right? But if I had to choose,
I think
they don't. I have, like, I literally have to make them go through a routine. And then I say them like it sounds like I got like a train of niggas.
No, we got
this. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I'm dealing with anybody before, please go wash your penis because I'm not.
Yeah.
I think it's just nails. Just take a shower before you know you. If you go into the club, just because, go, just like Shorty went in the bathroom to act like she had to go pee. She didn't have to
you
go pee.
You do the same thing.
She wanted to go do her test, make sure her shit's fresh.
Right.
So you go in there and go pee so you can last longer. Because you have to pee, you don't last long. This is another reason why males, you got to understand. Go pee, get the liquor out.
Y'all getting gems right here.
You get what I'm saying? So you can last longer because the nut's not going to come that fast.
Okay.
The nut is going to be, you're going to have, you feel like you got to pee, the nut's going to come faster. So go pee, wipe that tip off.
These notes.
You know, I'm pretty sure Shorty got wet wipes now. You know, this is the generation we keep wet wipes.
Yes.
The bathroom. Wipe that shit off. She gonna know that you wiped it off because she gonna go down there and
smell
the wet wipe.
Right.
But at least she gonna feel the respect.
Like, oh, yeah,
she
gonna be excited that you did it.
Like, okay,
he
was
unprompted.
Like,
I didn't have to tell
you. Like, I didn't have to, you know, I didn't
have to, like, damn, babe, what's up?
Right. So,
did you wash that,
man? Just do that and you'll be good to go. And if you know you ain't supposed to take off your sneakers, don't take your sneakers off.
First of all, court trips, I'll fight him.
Don't.
Oh, my God.
Pull your pants down. Get them jeans over
the
pants.
If you think you can't get in there, you got to go. Like, no.
I don't fuck with niggas. If you can't take your socks off, I ain't fucking with you.
No, exactly. You gotta go.
You can't take your socks off.
I have one person come through.
I like, you gotta have pretty feet.
I have one person come through, and I can smell their feet through their fucking sneakers.
Oh, no.
I said, get the fuck out immediately. Immediately, bro.
But if you want the construction work, I can understand, but being in the shower.
And that's the thing. That's the only that's why I am. You know, because I'm a grown ass woman, like deal with grown ass men. Mm-hmm. So you do hard labor work. Okay, I understand you just gotta work. Please him that, and then we'll get to it. You know what I'm saying? But if I feel like if there's anything you can say, a message for either the cis community or LGBTQ community regarding, I guess we'll say us bees, even though we know we're so much more bigger than that. We're fluid. We're more than that, right?
Yeah.
But in the layman's terms, we're bees. We're bisexuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you want people to know about us?
We don't mean no harm.
We're all people. That's real shit. We don't mean no harm.
We're all people.
Mine is... Okay. That too. I feel like number one, this shouldn't even be a topic of discussion. But number three, I think that's number three. The letters are there. LGBTQ. So we shouldn't be treated any differently than the L, then the T, then the Q, or the I's or the A's, or all the other alphabet letters.
Right.
Because when it's all said and done, we all just love whatever the fuck we love when it's all said and done. So first, I want to thank y'all for coming and having this conversation. We're going to turn off these cameras and continue what we do, catch our vibes and shit, as long as you feel. But I want to end the camera time. So I feel like the conversation is going to get real rough. So if you, I'll let you start off, Amanda, if you could let everybody know where they could find you and what you got going on and all that good stuff.
Yes. Make sure you guys pre-order. If you are a mom or you are planning to be a mom, you know a mom or somebody who's going to have a child, and you need some guidance on what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, you want to hear my story and the things I went through, and just a little bit of guidance. You know, I did get my life coaching certificate, so there's going to be some really great gems in there. It's going to be a lot of engagement as well, so that you can, you know, really have some guidance through this transition. Again, it's called The Transition, a guidance on singlehood to motherhood based on life experience, and it's on Amazon, the Kindle, and the paperback is coming soon. You can find me at The Mandy Lee Show, and then when you find me on Instagram, you can also find me on Facebook at The Mandy Lee Show. All of that.
Right, all of that. CP, tell me where they can find you, boo. Where you want them to find you.
Well, you can find me on Instagram at @hi_CPEE. I ain't got that much going on right now. I'll just be in the dad transitioning into doing certain things. But you can find me on Facebook at Chris Perry. I'm just a good time, good vibe, just popping, you know.
That's my cancer right there. I love him so much. He'll probably be back for another show. Listen, I just love him so much. Both of these people, you feel me? And of course, you can follow me, Ms. Mofilla, on everything. And you can also follow my website and figure out everything I got going on. www.msmofilla.com. If you would like to come on the show, make sure you shoot me an email. Let's get naked, @gmail.com. You got topics, you got comments, all of that. Also, YouTubers, because I keep forgetting about y'all, make sure you like, follow, and subscribe. Hit the share button.
Then
hit that little bell thing and notifications. I'm learning all that. I'm figuring out how to tell y'all what to do, but do it. In the meantime, family, I thank y'all for tuning in. I ask that you listen with an open heart, open mind, and open ears. And as always, keep the conversations going. I love y'all, family. Peace out. Let the juice, 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 let the ju